What do you think you can learn from a loan officer who sends 1.2 million emails a month? Yes, you heard that correctly. Dave Krishmar is my guest today, and he sends over a million emails a month and is a massive email marketer. Actually, he has a email newsletter for mortgage brokers called Mortgage Nuggets, 40,000 subscribers. But the over a million emails he sends is just to his list of realtors and past clients. And it's a fantastic conversation. A couple of things that we cover. He talks about how he comes up with ideas. You got to have a lot of ideas to send them any emails. Why he sends his email to his list 3 to 5 times a week. This sounds crazy. It stretched my mind with what I thought was possible. How he combines his email, social media, how he segments his list, and a whole bunch more. It's a really fun conversation. And I have not met anyone sending anywhere near this many emails. And I know that some mortgage brokers struggle with sending an email a month. So if that's you, you're going to want to listen to this because you don't need to send a million, but you probably could be doing a heck of a lot more. Before I jump into this episode, I'm Scott Peckford, the founder of Island Mortgage Brokering. This is a podcast designed for mortgage brokers, and we are approaching 10 year anniversary, which is just insane to me. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for checking this out. And also a big thank you to our title sponsor, Finmo. Finmo is a Canadian mortgage application, document collection, submission platform designed specifically for Canadian borrowers. It's very easy to use. It's got cool features like smart docs. It knows what documents your client needs based on application, smart submission notes. It has these pulls key data from the application, and it's connected to Lender Spotlight, which is the best tool for rates and guidelines. Check them at lendes.com/finmo and check out this conversation that I have with Dave. At the end of this episode, I'll give you some other tips and ideas on email because I personally love email marketing. I am not sending anywhere near that many emails. I have sent a lot of emails and I've made a lot of money from email, but I have not done it to this level. And at the end, I'm just going to point you in a couple places to go check out. Have a listen to this episode and I will talk to you soon. Hey, David, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, so we're going to talk about a couple of my favorite topics today, discipline and marketing, and you are a marketing guy just like me. And so maybe before we talk about that, though, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you end up in the mortgage business.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a loan officer here in the Houston, Texas area. I've been doing it for over 20 years now. I'm in the top 1%, which is great. And I actually got my real estate license when I was 19 and then transitioned into real estate or into mortgage shortly thereafter. And then one thing that you and I will dig into because we're super email nerds is I'm also the CEO and owner of the Mortgage Nuggets, which is technically the number one
email. We'll put a link in the show notes to this. We'll put a link. I got on that list. I got connected to it. It's awesome. So it's a great resource that you guys send out to. Well, how many loan officers, mortgage brokers are on there right now?
Over 40,000.
Right. Yeah. It's freaking genius. Okay. So you talked about discipline. So talk to me about what do you mean by discipline? Because people can have a different idea of what that looks like. So how do you apply that to your business?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as loan officers, we have to have discipline to where we're going to do money-making activities even when it's not going well, right? You're making your phone calls even though nobody answers the phone. You're sending emails even though you may not see a return, knowing that you've got to get traction doing that to get business down the line. So now I see monthly business from those, tasks, but being absurdly disciplined even when it's not going well. My wife used to make fun of me. Every Tuesday was my phone call day and I was just pound the phone for 2 hours straight. It didn't matter if they wanted to talk to me or not. I was going to do it.
Right. And so how long did it take you before you started to see a return on that? Because too many people think it should be like make a call, get a lead, but it's not always that way. Like it's often like you build the muscles up and eventually they start to pour in, so how long did it for you to take?
Correct. So to give a little bit more of a history, and we were talking about this a little bit, I used to email out one long form YouTube video a week to my database, which was past clients and realtors, right? And just assuming if it was a good topic, I'll get traction over time. And then one time I emailed out that I closed a deal in 2 weeks or 10 days or whatever it was. And a client who was on that list who had reached out to me 2 years prior but didn't use me happened to be getting a home using Chase, the bank, and they denied it. And he only had 2 weeks to get it closed. We closed that. And then his realtor was actually a hard money investor. I did their loan and I probably made $30,000 in commissions off of one really crappy YouTube video that finally converted. And that was,
but you didn't stop. You didn't stop. You kept at it, right? Like, so it doesn't matter about whether or not they've noticed. They noticed it because it mattered at the time. Like, that 2 weeks thing was extremely relevant to that person. You know, 2 months ago, they would have paid, maybe not paid any attention to it.
Yeah, right. Let's be honest. 2 years prior, I was not relevant to them, right? I just happened to be it. And you got to think of that as a loan officer trying to get realtors business. There are some that will say, hey, I got your email. Here's a client. And then there's one that's 2 years later, pissed at their loan officer, looking to make a change. And because of your consistency staying in front of them, they're going to reach out to you.
Right. So how big was your email list back then? And how big is it today? Like, I'm talking, not, I know not the mortgage nugget, that's a whole other thing, but the email list that you send to on a, you know, that you're sending to so frequently.
Yeah. So the realtor email list when I started that was about 3,000. We're now at 60,000. And then my past client, future clients, leads from open houses, I think is 6,000. And Scott, I want to piggyback on that real quick. My repeat business is now, depending on the month, 30 to 40% of my business. And that skyrocketed once I started emailing my past database, videos and topics like that. So there's a complete correlation between working that database and aggressively marketing to not even just realtors, to your past clients.
Right. So, okay. And then, so what frequency, okay. And before I get into what you're doing with the list, what are some tricks or tips you've had to build? Those are pretty significant size lists. So some people listening like, oh my gosh, like how, what are some things that you did to effectively build your email list?
Correct. So let's talk about past clients or future clients. Anytime we get a lead or an email or any contact, I'm automatically reaching out and asking for their email to email the client, because we're automatically adding it to our lead list and then it's going into our CRM. So you could message back over Instagram. You could message back over your text, but I want that email address because, let's be honest, some people may not apply. Some people may not be interested. I want that email for the future. For realtors, what I did forever until we massively, you know, kind of looked to take over Texas or whatever, was every one of the decent sized real estate offices in your area probably have Scott, email me, you know, and then you click, you take the email. So over time, I was just a maniac about any of those lists, any listing agent that you're working with gets added, any buyer's agent. And if you just do that, you easily can come up with a couple hundred to a couple thousand, you know, depending on the size of your area, realtor list.
Right. So you did that to build your list. And then, okay, now tell me about frequency. How often were you sending to your list, and how often do you send now?
So my realtor list, my goal is to email out every single day. Which I know sounds absurd to
like 7 days a week or 5 days a week.
Sorry, 5 days a week. We may sprinkle in Saturdays, as that's a high email open day. I got
open rate because they're not. Yeah, they may be sitting in an open house or something, and like, oh, I'll check. They're not as distracted sometimes.
Correct. And in general, that's a really strong day to have emails get open. I used to send them only on Saturdays. But I wanted to free up my weekend, so I stuck to the weeks, so, or the 5 days a week. So right now it's 5 days a week. The goal is to email out once a day a YouTube short that breaks down a topic, or a long video if I filmed one for that week.
Okay. And then, so are you sending, when you're sending these emails, are you finding video works best? Are you finding text, stories? What are you? Usually what works for you?
I've sprinkled it up a bit, but personally, I always am doing a video because I'm already using that video on social media. I'm already doing that video on YouTube. And to me, I don't think you can beat those people seeing your personality, your excitement. They feel like they know you, right? And so if you're not sending that, they... they don't get that impression. So you're adding an additional thing. Plus, think about this. If a report comes out and you just email out the report, okay, how about doing a video where you broke down that report? Hey, this report coming out about the inflation numbers and blah, blah, blah. And here's what rates are going to do. Like, there's more value to
speed up. You need to provide context to it, right? Like, you can't just like, just info. It's like, so what? I can get that info anywhere. But like, I want to see what you, how you interpret it or what the way you look at it. Just so I understand your workflow then. So would you create like one long form video per week and then you chop it into chunks that you send out each day, like little snippets?
No.
Or are you creating a whole bunch of short videos that
So a whole bunch of short videos. And then currently Thursday is the day we send out the long video. And the long video is going to be like, I think this week is like how to get a manual VA loan, right? So I break down all the things you should know about that. A short is going to be this report coming out or this little piece of information.
Yeah. And so, and then, what's it, how short are the short videos and how long are the long videos that you're using?
I always like to film a short a minute and under because it fits on all formats, YouTube, Instagram, right. Facebook, even the formats that have extended the time, nobody is really prepared to watch a video that's longer than a minute. They think something's wrong. And then the YouTube long, I'd like to keep it at 5 minutes and under. It's not designated, but it's definitely way over a minute, but definitely 5 minutes and under.
So you basically do a 5 minute video and then the daily ones, are they similar topic or is it just, how do you come up with topics? So like, how do you know what you're going to send on Monday? If this week it was, you said to do with the inflation, no, it was with the VA loans, but what would you do the other days of the week?
So Monday was inflation. Tuesday is the VA program to help those getting foreclosed on. Wednesday, we email out a rate update. So just a quick snippet. It's not even a video. It's just a rate update of like, this is roughly what rates are. Thursday, I think and I could be off because I don't remember the rest of the week, but Thursday, we're going to tell a story about how we saved a client $177 during the loan process in their monthly payment. And then Friday is something else. So the easiest topics for people listening are any reports that come out, give your opinion of the report. Any deal you close that was impressive, quick, fast, got denied by somebody else, tell that story, right? If you got a book that you like and you read it and you think it's helpful, share that information. So finding the topics is difficult. Once you become a maniac of finding the topics, the rest of it falls in line. Like I use our own nuggets for a lot of the articles. Like the VA program is because it was on the nuggets, right? The inflation report, same thing. So you sign up for something, like not to hijack and talk about the nuggets, but on the mortgage nuggets, if it's 10 articles mortgage related, there's got to be two or three of those that you can copy and regurgitate and do a video on.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. And so if somebody's listening to this and they think, man, you send an email every day to your list. So like there's a lot of people that don't want to send one a month. So like why, like what's going on in your mind or like, why do you have no problem with that? And I agree with you. So here's the thing. I'm on your side here. Like I actually think I send emails a lot, not as much as you do, but I think I'm going to increase the frequency. I'm like right now I've got this list of, I send twice a week. I'm like, I probably could send another one. Like, what's the difference? Like, I could send three. Like, you're challenging my limiting beliefs of what I think is. Do you find? Yeah. So, like, I guess I have a limiting belief. I think twice a week is like good, but you know, a lot of people think once a month is almost too much.
Yeah. So the truth, Scott, is how I looked at it was this: how do I speed up this process of closing the most amount of loans possible? If I email once a week, maybe I'm on some people's radars. And I used to email once a week and I got business off of it. So if you're going to commit to once a week, you're gold. You're good. You're going to get business from it. Stick with it. If I do one a month, so years ago when I started doing videos, there was a competitor or two who did better quality videos than mine. And I would have people tell me, wow, so-and-so's videos are blah, blah, blah. And I was like, hey, that's fine. I go, I'm going to outwork him because I'm going to be able to get my videos out, and he's going to give up because his are a project. And both of them have gotten out of the business. So, but what I realized was, if it's helpful information, I'm going to send it out every single day. Let's be honest. The inflation report and future Fed rate cuts here is a legitimate topic that got sent Monday. Today is about a VA program for foreclosures. That's a legitimate topic that realtors will find interesting. As long as it's good information, send it out.
And are you sending out the emails to your, like, your client list every day as well as the realtor list? Or is it like, what's the frequency on the client list versus the realtor list? Or is it all the same?
The client list is less than the realtor list, but is still multiple times a week. So to give you an example, if I did a video on how the realtor's commission could get paid with different loan tactics, right? I only sent that to realtors. But if I did a video, which I did, on how to get the lowest mortgage insurance possible, I'm sending that to realtors and to
private. It depends on if it's relevant to, but you just have to think about the audience and go, hey, this would make this, like, the home buyer or seller is not going to care about, well, they may care about the commission part if they're a buyer, but really realtors are going to care about that more.
Correct. If you're trying to send sales tactics to help to get more listings, you're not sending that out to past clients. But so many topics can double dip. The inflation report and Fed cuts, that went out to both because it's helpful.
Right. Right. That makes sense. And then, so how many emails are you sending a month? Like right now, when you total it up, you said this to me and I just about fell out of my chair. So what is the number?
We're at like 1.2 million emails.
A month.
Yeah. And
so do you pay any attention to your unsubscribe rate, or what are your, like, does that keep you up at night or anything?
No. And I think that's the number one thing that you hear people say is, in fact, I had somebody say that, like, well, what about the unsubscriptions or unsubscribe? I don't worry about that because, one, you don't have any control and you're losing track of what you need to be focused on, right? That marketing is to stay in front of the people that care or get on somebody's new radar. The people who want to unsubscribe, you can't help it. I mean, I've had people respond back to me and been huge a-holes, like, take me off your list, your emails are dumb, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, well, you're one guy and I'm trying to market to 60,000 people. Like, it's going to happen.
Right. You can't make everybody happy. Like, I remember Steve Jobs used to say, if you want to make everybody happy, sell ice cream. But that wouldn't even work today, because some people would be like, I've got a lactose intolerant. I think you shouldn't eat milk. And so, like, you'd be like, it's impossible. So
correct.
Just do what you believe in, and, you know, with authenticity. So so you basically don't pay any attention. And I'm the same thing. I always think unsubscribes means that my list is getting cleaner. It's a better list, because it's like, well, you're not going to engage anyway. So I actually have a better list now if you leave, because I have more people that'll actually want to pay attention.
Correct.
So maybe that's how I reframe it in my mind. And I did have somebody one time reply to my email and say, take me off your list. I would never use you as a mortgage broker. And I'm like, you could have hit unsubscribe. You didn't need to, like, right? You're like, you can just hit the button. Please, like, I'm not making it hard, man.
Scroll down and click that button. Why are you busting my chops? You know what I mean? Like, and no, I make the joke all the time because I'll forward them to friends. Somebody who rips you a new one for your emails is a miserable human being to begin with. Who has that much time to email back and say, hey, Target, I hate your stores. I'm never going to buy from you again. Take me out. Like, come on.
Yeah, like, it says more about that. And I just said, I actually told my kids that story. And I'm like, if that person's dog could have died, their wife left them, like, who knows what's going on in their day? Like, I'm not taking that personally, because, like, you know, it could be a temporary, they're in a funk, or B, they could just be always an asshole. And either way, I'm fine. Like, I'm good.
Yep.
So I don't worry about it. Okay. So what other things do you do for marketing that you found to be helpful? So email obviously is a big one, you guys, but you're using video content that you're creating. And then that content can be repurposed on YouTube, social. So you're getting, like, a lot of mileage out of that one creation, and you're getting email out of it. Most people are just doing the social. It seems like social is the big thing, but then they're missing YouTube, which is the forever platform. You're not going to find anything on social that's, you know, a year old, probably. Like, it's very unlikely. And you're also, you can't control who sees your stuff, but at least with email, you can get it to, you can put it in front of people that are irrelevant.
Well, and what people are losing track of is double dip. Like, I just broke it down. I'm emailing an entire database a YouTube link. I'm double dipped. I'm going to get my YouTube views and I'm going to email. If you don't have YouTube, yes, you should start it, whatever. But let's say you put a lot of time into your Instagram. Email out the Instagram video, right? Like, hey guys, here's my weekly breakdown on my Instagram account. Here's the link. Check it out. Now you've double dipped. You did the email touch and they're going to your Instagram. And I think people think
it's right. You're driving traffic to your Instagram. And so one thing we were chatting before we turned on the recorder was how on these social platforms that are very popular is that you don't actually own anything. Like you're a renter and you can have reach. You can have your accounts. There's lots of things that can happen to your account, but the email list is one thing that you can still own. And so what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, 100%. I think it's the unsexy thing is the email list. But the conversion, the sales conversion is through the roof. Like I think one of the stats I saw was, damn near 90% sales conversion compared to Instagram, because very rarely are you buying anything off of Instagram, but you will buy from Nike when they send you an email and say, your shoes are on sale, check out this, check out that. And there's even names in our industry who are so pro social media and don't realize the real value is in email. Right.
And you had mentioned to me that Morning Brew, which was this email service, they sold for like $75 million. And that's crazy when you think about it. And it's essentially like you said, nobody would spend that on an Instagram account. Like you could never get $75 million for somebody's, no matter how big it was. You'd be like, no, the thing could be gone tomorrow. Like you literally, the algorithm gets messed up and you could lose reach. And I don't know, I think that's a very interesting way to think about it.
Yeah. And I think in this market and any market moving forward, you got to double down on some of these things, right? You've got to commit to, I'm going to start emailing. Look, social media is fun. It feels good. You look good. The hair looks good. Hey, my video was funny. But like you said, a year from now, nobody is accessing that video.
No, it's buried. I always think social media is like a river, and it's always you throw something in, it just disappears, like it's gone pretty quick. What software do you like to use for? So, what tools are you using for this?
So, I film all of my videos on my iPhone, send it to my editor. He edits them, and then we just upload them. From a CRM standpoint, I'm in the process of changing because our list is too big and we've broken a couple of mortgage-based CRMs. So I'm just going to end up using a general CRM of MailChimp or Constant Contact or, I think too many times.
So you're using your company CRM for sending these 60,000 emails and they're probably like, hey buddy, find another platform.
Oh, correct. It's broken. Like we've struggled with this and finally I'm just like doing my own research. A lot of CRMs are good for 3,000 or 5,000 contacts. They're not built for large amounts. But you can send it out. I have loan officers on my team. They just use MailChimp. They've got 300 realtors on their list. They just email it out.
Right. Okay. So what other marketing things, email you like, you're doing video, any other things that you marketing wise that have been working well for you?
Yeah. So I have branded myself as Dave, Your Mortgage Guy. So it's DaveYourMortgageGuy.com, the Instagram, the YouTube, Facebook, whatever. If you can brand yourself, it gets you moved up that lender list. So a realtor or names, referrals, usually people get a couple names, right? Here's a list of three, or they ask one friend, whatever. So instead of saying, hey, I'm David Krickmar with, I was like, man, I'm Dave, Your Mortgage Guy. And then I just ran with it. The branding, all of those things, because it's just an easier thing. If you say, hey, I'm Bob with X, Y, and Z Mortgage Company, it doesn't stand out.
You branded yourself. That's a good idea, actually. And okay. So any other I forgot to ask this, but do you mind sharing what kind of, you said your top 1%. So what kind of units and volume are you typically doing in a year?
We've done, I think in the last 12 months, we've done 130 units for, I don't remember the volume. We're in Houston, Texas. So the smallest are probably 40 and change, something along those lines.
Right. Okay. So 130 units and email is a big chunk of that. Anything else that you do, if you were starting over your mortgage business today and you were like brand spanking new and you didn't, like, you literally had no list or anything, what would you do?
I would start a list ASAP and start just adding any email addresses at all. I make this joke all the time. You know, the PTO from your school emails out all the parents and they forgot to BCC them, right? I'm copying and pasting all of those emails and adding them to my email list, right?
Right. If you get, if you, an email comes into your inbox, you're like, grab. And so I guess that if you get complaints, what do? You just be like, take them off. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, correct. And some realtors are impressed. Like, I've gotten on realtors' radars months before they met me. And they're like, hey, I don't know how I got on your list, but I'm on your list. It's like, great. Like, I've already laid that groundwork.
I know how you got on there. I added you, but that's okay. You don't need to tell them, right? You don't remind them of that fact.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But it does so many things. But if I was starting off, that's what I would do. And then I would brand myself in some form or fashion to just give you a leg up on your competition.
Right. That makes sense. And then frequencies. What about, is there any other things that you find that have been helpful for you to get your mortgage business like to where it's at today?
I think the underlying tone in these emails is I'm an expert. I know my stuff. I'm smarter than my competition, or I'm more impressive than my competition. If I tell you I close a deal in 2 weeks and then in a month I do another video where I close a loan in 7 days, what's going to register on the realtor's mind? Oh, hey, he closes quick. If I tell stories about loans I closed that other people couldn't close, over time, you get known for being that person and that gets you business. I think one of the worst pieces of advice I was ever given was don't tell them you work weekends and don't tell them you do the hard files. Okay, great. Then don't tell them that you're relevant at all and that you're not any better than your competition, right? You've got to separate yourself, and that's massive in itself.
Right, I see. And so any other like advice you have for people that are like trying to get their, I use ActiveCampaign, by the way. It's a platform that I've been using for years, six years at least. And it would scale to your size of list. If you haven't checked it out, it's good.
Okay.
I like it better than MailChimp myself. I think it's more robust. You can do a lot cooler things with it, but that's just my two bits.
I just wrote it down.
Any other advice you have for people listening that you're like, hey, check this out. So we're going to put a link to the Mortgage Nugget, which is your newsletter for loan officers for ideas and mortgage brokers to use. I love that idea. Any other tips you have?
Yeah, the Mortgage Nuggets, we offer a service where we'll write an email for you to send out to your database once a week. That's been massive. I've actually used it in my own business and got, just last month, got a deal from a realtor in Dallas, which is like 4 hours from me. Never met me, but the email got on the list. So if you're struggling with the writing of the email, let us do it for you. If you're a newer loan officer, one thing that I think is getting lost is I pull credit, here's some estimates, go with me. Start to learn the little angles that help you close files that other people can't close, right?
Right.
Saddle up to that older guy or girl in the office who knows all the guidelines and knows all the rules and pick their brain, because that's an extremely profitable business that you'll succeed in any market if you know how to do that. If you don't, you're going to get cleaned out.
Right. Yeah, that's 100% true. So where can people find you online? What's your social?
So I'm Dave, your mortgage guy on Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, TikTok. Everything is Dave, your YOUR mortgage guy.
Right. That's awesome, man. Well, hey, Dave, thanks for coming to chat with me and congrats on your success with your Mortgage Nugget business, as well as, you know, sending, you've challenged me to send more than twice a week. 1.2 million emails a month is crazy, but you're right. Volume does help. Like it will, there's no question that it would. It's for me, it's a mindset thing. I just have to like shift my thinking around it. So
thanks, man.
I'm going to do that. Thanks, man. All right. Thanks again for listening. If you are a subscriber of the Dollar Mortgage Broking Podcast, I recently did a podcast on 5 tips to open your email, to double your email open rate. So I'll put a link to that episode. Go listen to that. I also put a link to something called a Daily Seinfeld email, which is from Russell Brunson. And I've used this a ton. And it's basically the Seinfeld, if you remember, is a story about a show about nothing. And so he's like, I can take a story about nothing, me going, walking with my dog, going to the grocery store, and I can turn it into a call to action or, you know, a sale, basically. And it's basically you take a story, you get their attention. And if you're on my email list, I'll put a link, you can get on it if you're not. But I send it an email every Sunday. And it's basically a story talking about how I put my kids on the bus for during, as soon as COVID happened. I'm like, hey, get on the bus and go figure out how the bus system works. That parent moment. But then I turn that into a call to action for something specific. They usually point them to the podcast. But the idea, and it works really well. So because you're telling a story. And as you know, if you're ever at a conference and you got somebody up on stage, they're talking like rah, 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 and you're kind of bored, falling asleep, trying not to yawn, trying to look at your phone, and they start telling a story, all of a sudden your brain just goes, zoop. You're like, oh, I'm paying attention now. And you can forget everything. Your brain is hardwired for story. You'll forget everything but the story, which is why I like story-based emails. So check out this Seinfeld email. If you click on, where do I find this? If you've got your podcast player right in front of you right now, your phone, click on Spotify, click on the Apple app. You'll see the link, scroll down. There should be a link there for the Daily Seinfeld. This is a very, I don't know how I found this thing. It is unlisted video on YouTube. And so it's only got a small number of views, even though it's Russell Brunson's training. And so go to a couple thousand views, which is small for him. Go check that out. And it's a fantastic training on that. Also check out the episode where I talk about increasing your email open rate. There's a bunch of strategies you can apply to that. Check out Dave's Mortgage Nugget, and you can get on my email list if you want. And I'm happy to send with you some of the stuff. We do two things. One, a Sunday email where we break down one of the shows. And then I also do a Thursday 321 email where I share some content ideas. And so if you want content ideas for your social, you'll also get those as well. So check that out. Thanks again for listening. As I always say, there's no problem in your mortgage business that someone else hasn't already solved. Your challenge or your problem is just like, who's got the answer? The podcast was designed to help with that. We've got tons of episodes. Thank you for listening. Please share this with friends. And if you know Dave, hit him up. Say, hey, man, thanks for coming on and chatting with us. I really appreciate Dave taking the time. And man, a million emails is a crazy number, but I believe he is on the right track.